Chapter 8, Devotional 20, The Cost of Unforgiveness. Walk in Love. 2 Samuel chapter 14, verses 24, 27, and 28 teach us, "But the king said, he must go to his own house. He must not see my face. So Absalom went to his own house and did not see the face of the king. 3 sons and a daughter were born to Absalom. The daughter's name was Tamar, and she became a beautiful woman. Absalom lived 2 years in Jerusalem without seeing the king's face. It has been 5 long years since Absalom killed Amnon and fled out of fear. For the last 2 years, Absalom has lived in Jerusalem, seen the birth of 4 children, and his father, David, still refuses to see him or his own grandchildren. This family quarrel grew out of David's sin, but was maintained by fear, arrogance, and pride. This story has been played out in countless families since it was written. I have counseled many people who struggle with unforgiveness and the havoc that it brings. The stronghold of unforgiveness played out in my life as well. For the last 5 to 6 generations, members of both my paternal and maternal family have had a reputation of being quick-tempered and for holding grudges. Unfortunately, this has been the case for both men and women in the family. They wear their anger, hurt, and unforgiveness on their chest as if it were a badge of honor. They make excuses for it, tell stories about it, and shrug it off. My grandfather, father, uncles, brothers, and nephews have all acted this way. Until recently, I, too, lived with unforgiveness. Thankfully, through his grace, God has delivered me from this stronghold and destroyed the generational curse. He has taught me much about forgiveness and the power of love to heal and restore. I admit the journey has not been easy, but God has given me the grace and strength to walk it out. I now encourage my younger brothers to break this curse before it destroys any more relationships in our family. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you the strongholds and generational curses that are operating in your family. Pray and surrender these situations to God. Ask for His forgiveness. Next, forgive yourself and others and trust His love to heal and restore your life. Lord, thank you for loving me unconditionally. Jesus, teach me to copy you and walk in love and forgiveness with others at all times. Remove all traces of unforgiveness. Heal and restore my heart and spirit. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.